We're back on the Big Show Community Connection all across our platforms. As always, KGMI, News Talk 790, KGMI.com, and 96.5 FM. My good friend, Marcia Neal, Senior Agent, Vibrant USA. She has been with them since 2005. She has joined us once again. You're kicking back, doing nothing. I figure anyway. I know we're past the enrollment period. I want to talk to you about that here just a moment. Give me a little background. What you do with Vibrant USA?
Okay, well, you know, Vibrant USA is an independent insurance agency right here in Bellingham. Mm-hmm. We also have offices in Linden, Everett, and Vancouver, Washington, with agents also contracted to sell in Oregon, Idaho, Montana, and Arizona. And these are some of the states that a lot of our clients are moving to when they retire. And we also, we specialize in Medicare health insurance, but also work with individual insurance as well. And we have been serving the Whatcom community since 2003.
Let's see. So open enrollment. Passed, right?
Yep.
Deadline. It's the little buzzer I hit, right? Yeah. So open enrollment, everybody making changes to their Medicare health insurance plan. That's all passed. So you just kick back, watch a little TV at the office. What do you do to stay busy?
Well, you know, we still work. This is time of year. We are still assisting.
She still works. I like that.
We do spend a lot of our time right now helping our clients with any issues that might have arisen from their new insurance plans, mm-hmm. such as, you know, the wrong provider name on their ID cards, premium payments that weren't received, provider network questions, those kinds of things. And then we also have a lot of clients who call us this time of year confused, thinking their Part D drug plan isn't covering their medication. And I want to remind your listeners that their Part D drug plans may have a deductible to meet. Mm-hmm. So Medicare allows the Part D drug plans to have up to a $505 annual deductible in 2023. So this means depending on the Part D drug plan you have, you may have to pay the first $505 before your drug plan steps in and starts helping with the cost of your medications.
Yeah. My wife, Lisa, my lovely wife, Lisa, she's always bugging me about retirement. You know, she's like this close. She's ready to go. She keeps asking me, she's, when are you going to stop this? When are you going to retire? I'm assuming you're helping folks with, you know, that are thinking about retirement.
Definitely. Yeah. Mm-hmm. So this, a lot of folks are thinking about retiring, and it's a big decision. And I would encourage anyone who will be looking at going on Medicare in the next year or two to sit down with an agent who can go through how Medicare works. As many folks think, it provides 100% of medical coverage, which is just not the case. Mm-hmm. Meeting one-to-one with an agent allows that agent to go over the cost of Medicare, explain the plan choices, give you ballpark figures on your medication cost, those types of things. And many find it very helpful when making the decision, you know, when can I afford to retire?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay. We have listeners probably not yet eligible for Medicare. What about them?
Well, let's face it. Everywhere we turn, we're hearing about layoffs.
Yep.
Some employers can't seem to find employees, while other businesses are closing down or cutting back. So there is
quite a dichotomy, isn't it?
Yeah.
You know, when you think about that,
it's crazy. Yeah.
They can't find employees, but then we're going to cut back. Yeah.
Yeah. So there is so much to consider when you are losing employer benefits, whether by choice or not, that can impact your financial bottom line. So not only do you lose that steady income, but most people have to pay more for their health insurance for not only themselves, but for their spouse and maybe their dependents. Mm-hmm. Many folks may qualify for tax credits or Apple Health through the Washington Health Plan Finder, while others may not qualify for assistance, and COBRA may be a better option for them.
Do you see my eyes rolling in different directions? My brain hurts right now with all this info you're hitting me with. I am assuming that you have agents there that if folks like me come in and say, my brain hurts. I'm confused. Can you unconfuse them?
We can definitely do that. So we can review the cost and plan options for both Medicare and individual plans. We work with the Washington Health Plan Finder to see if families qualify for tax credits. So then they can compare insurance plan costs to their COBRA offerings. Mm-hmm. Having all the information allows our clients to make informed decisions so they can better take care of their families.
You know, Marcia Neal, Vibrant USA, with us here on Community Connection. I'm about ready to throw my TV out the second story window. Or maybe I'm just going to quit watching TV because I thought this was over. I'm still seeing ads. I said, JJ and not Fraser Crane. I guess his term expired. But Joe Namath and others, and maybe not so many famous people who are still talking about, you know, Medicare Advantage, and, you know, they're promising me trips to Cabo and a brand new car every year and free lottery tickets. And why are they still on TV?
Well, I think the current advertising is focused more on folks newly going on to Medicare,
yeah,
and those on Medicare that may also have Medicaid. So that's receiving assistance from the state, mm-hmm, due to low income.
Yeah.
If anyone is on both Medicare and Medicaid, there are specific dual eligible plans called special needs plans that may offer enhanced value added benefits. So these plans can really help those living on a low budget stretch their dollars and get care they might otherwise not be able to afford.
I know these ads have been a bit of a bugaboo for you, at least as far, and I don't think maybe they're doing anything illegal, but they're being very confusing, you know, about stuff coming up. But the plans you were talking about, how do people find out if they can qualify for those?
Well, that's a great question. So folks who are on Medicare and also have a Provider One card or a letter from DSHS stating they are qualified for Part B premium coverage, mm-hmm, and or Medicaid may qualify for these plans. Our agents can help them see if they qualify and also see if a special needs plan is a good fit for them based on their providers, medications, and how they use their plan.
Okay. I'll give this a little proviso for those who watch those commercials on TV, that if they are promising you a yearly trip to Cabo or a brand new Lexus every year, they're probably not qualified. They're probably not telling you the truth. And it probably is in that little disclaimer at the bottom of the screen that you can't read, you know, because it's only on there, what, for like 10 seconds?
Like 10 seconds, yeah.
Or they may have the announcer guy come on and do the disclaimer, like that. And you can't understand him either, right?
Can't understand anything, yeah. Can't pause and read it or anything.
Yeah. This time of year, I know that we're not in the open enrollment or anything, but is there anything else anybody ought to be thinking about this time of year?
Yes. So anyone on a supplement plan like yourself,
uh-huh,
should keep an eye out for rate increase notices from your insurer. Supplement companies can change their rates throughout the year, and for some of the larger supplement carriers, plans, that time will be April, May, and June. I just want to remind folks that supplement plans can be changed year-round, so if you have not talked to your agent recently about your supplement plan rates, you may be paying too much.
Hmm. So the Medicare or anything else you're on, that can't be changed because we're out of the open enrollment period, but supplements, which for those that don't know, and you know, I've got a good supplement plan. I think it's like Medicare picks up 80%, and then you're still responsible for the other 20, right?
Right, right. And that's
what
the supplement comes in.
And that's what the supplement, yep, the Medigap plan does. That picks up the other 20%. And, you know, if you want to do it, fine. If you don't want to do it, that's fine. I did it. And, you know me, when I broke my leg back in 2018, and I think overall, by the end of the year, my total bill was probably in excess of $100,000, mm-hmm, you know, with the anesthetic and surgery and PT and all that. And I think I told you at that time with the supplement and with Medicare what my out-of-pocket was for that year. I think it was like $380.
Yeah, it should have only been about $333.
But you know, yeah, what I'm saying? Yeah. It wasn't $100,000.
Yeah.
And if I hadn't had the supplement, it would have been $20,000 or so,
right,
that I would have been on the hook for, right?
Yep.
Yeah,
20% of whatever it is. That's how Medicare works. Yeah.
And people can find out more information like this because you're still doing the Medicare 101 seminars, aren't you?
Yep. Yep, we are. We are holding the live webinars where anyone new to Medicare or folks already on Medicare like yourself and wanting to review how it all works can attend a virtual seminar twice a month. We offer one at 10 a.m. and one at 5:30 p.m., hoping to kind of find a time that will fit in everyone's schedules.
Mm-hmm.
And your listeners can find more information on these seminars or talk to one of our agents, licensed agents, by calling us at 866-733-5111. They can visit our website or they can find us on Facebook.
Can you do me a favor, Marcia Neal, with Vibrant USA? Can you come back in the future and let me taunt you again with silly questions?
I would love that.
Nice. Always good seeing you, my dear. Take care. Marcia Neal with Vibrant USA. We will continue with our big show, Community Connection, here in just a moment on KGMI.